Dean,
How are you, friend?
so good. How are you? Oh,
Fantastic.
good. Hi,
You just
Gail.
get.
Hi, Andrea. Good morning.
We've got hellos from all over the world. We've got Crystal in Montana, Jacqueline from Arkansas, Andrew from Albuquerque, Susan from Nevada, Tish from San Francisco Bay. And how are you doing this morning?
I'm doing so good. As Tish said, she's like, that is one big microphone, and it is. This is my podcasting mic, everyone. Hi, coming to you live today from Salt Lake City, Utah, everyone. No, what I found is I probably need to this year invest in a new MacBook. I have a MacBook Pro from 2013, which is 7 years old. And you've all experienced this a few times where you've all told me you're like, oh, you're kind of quiet, you're kind of quiet, you're kind of quiet. And so while this trusty friend is still working just great, I find people can hear me better if my mic's plugged in. So it's not to make me look cool. It's so you can actually hear me.
Well, you do look cool.
Oh, thanks. I'm just putting these earrings on. These are new earrings. How are we feeling about these today? A friend of mine gave me these to at a while
Nice.
ago,
I
and I was
like
like,
it.
I think today's the day. Maybe we wear these today.
Today's the day.
Yeah.
I love
Yeah, thanks for letting me still, put it together while we were getting ready. Gave me this at a while. Oh. I've got some hot lemon water here this morning. I've got my trusty adaptive on deck if needed. We can send you adaptive vibes through virtual as well. Like just take a deep breath of that in. Everyone, yeah. It's an
Yep.
adaptive tribe,
Adaptive
everyone.
day today. And is there a better time on the planet to be adaptive?
I don't know if you felt this last night. The answer is no. There is no better time. We're so
Okay.
grateful. But I am wondering, did you happen to feel the latest earthquake we had last night?
4.5.
Yeah. So grateful for adaptive, everyone. I
That's right.
swear. I mean, I don't do drugs, but I feel like there's part of me that wonders, did I accidentally take an edible and I'm living in the weirdest movie of all time? Seriously. Like, and some friends and I, we were messaging about this last night where it's like pandemics, we keep having earthquakes. And it's like, is that the world ending? And then I asked, I'm like, well, if the world's ending, do we still put on makeup and do we still create new content or nah? We're done with
New
that.
rules.
Like, what's happening? So anyway, point being though, I truly am so grateful for this bottle of Peace and Calm. So anyway, I'd love to hear though, what are y'all diffusing? I learned a new diffusing blend last night just being on Instagram, but I'd love to hear, what are you diffusing? What are you using? I'd also love to just lead out with this morning too. If you'll put this in the comments here in the chat box and Facebook Live, I'd love to hear truly, like, what's something, one, if you want to share more than one, you're welcome to do that, but what's something you're grateful for and just anchoring us into that gratitude? What are you feeling grateful for? But how are you doing this morning, Andy? What's on your
I'm pretty
thoughts
good.
today? What oils are
Well,
you using, and how are things going with all the things you're up to?
things are great. Leadership got off to an awesome start on Monday, and we I don't know if you've heard about the new adaptive app.
I have heard about it. So tell me about it more, though. I mean, I've heard about it with a few folks sending messages.
So basically, there's a whole new category of technology that's it's a form of biofeedback. It listens to your voice and it can tell where you are emotionally. So there are just, I don't know how it works, but the people who developed Siri are the ones who developed this app, and it's the coolest thing. So you could do a little audio recording before using adaptive or any other emotional oil. Then do a test afterwards, and you can literally see the change. So it's like having $1 million, testing tool, diagnostic tool in your pocket. It's so cool. So, and it's got a lot of mindfulness exercises in there too. This is just kind of a soft launch. There's only about half of the functionality that's actually coming. So, it's a really powerful direction that doTERRA is going. It's kind of like Peloton, where doTERRA is taking a holistic approach, like let's build not just hardware, but let's build software that creates this whole community and this holistic solution to our community. So people can see like what effect the oils are having. I get that all the time. I hear people who are like, well, I think I feel better. You know, I think the oils are working.
Yeah.
But it's now you can actually see metrics and see how it's moving the needle. So I'm kind of excited about that. it's been really different to have leadership online, but there were only 3,000 who enrolled for the Phoenix event to attend live, and now we have 20,000 enrolled to watch. Or is it 20 or 30? Might be. Anyways, it's at least 20,000 who are going to watch online. So it's pretty cool. Same thing happened with our Courageous Leadership event. Just the levels of gathering that are happening because of the new norm, it's pretty darn cool.
Yeah. Well, I love it. I think it's such a cool tool that can just help people be dialed in and supported and just cool new things. And to your point, like everyone, we're pivoting and adjusting. And again, there's some of those silver linings where maybe 3,000 people were going to attend leadership and now, 20,000. And that's a significant increase, of having people be educated, inspired, and, growing and all that good stuff. So I love that. I'm loving seeing in the chat box some people's, what they're sharing with gratitude. So thank you, loves, for sharing that. Susan and Gail and Andrea, I love that. Dawn is sharing her diffusers, and Margot and Tiffany's here with us. Love that. Elizabeth, it's just good stuff. So thank you for sharing.
And we've got people who are already using the app. Susan says she's used it for the last 2 days and she slept marvelously. So mindfulness, is such a powerful tool. And it took me years to really get into a mindfulness practice that was useful for me. And I think that's probably more normal than not. It just takes a lot of trial and error, I think, to see what works. What is it that steals our minds and gets us into that zone? So this is going to be just another tool in your tool belt. It's going to be fun. And awesome. Leadership is spread out over like several weeks now, which is a new experience.
Yeah. Oh, it's still happening.
Yeah. So it's going to be, I think the next session is on Friday. And then it's like every 4 days or something, there's another session.
Cool. Can people still sign up for that if they want to participate?
Yep. Leadershiplive.doterra.com.
Very cool.
In the chat. And we've been collaborating with the corporate team on a new program, and I've been sworn to secrecy, but you're going to see this come out during leadership, and it's going to redefine the game, and you're going to love it. So that's all I'm going to say.
Well, that's quite a teaser. Even I'm like, come on, you got to tell us, what are we talking about? Like, that sounds exciting.
It's going to be great.
Cool. Andy, if people are asking comments in the chat box about the adaptive link and adaptive, how to access it, is if maybe there was a glitch or something, a link for the app.
The way I found it was I went to the app store and then I just searched doTERRA adaptive and it was the first one that came up.
Okay. So maybe it's using it that way versus trying to link through something.
I'm sure there's a way to link to it. Well, I think in the back office, there's a link to it. I remember seeing a banner graphic for it. So it's just called adaptive, just like the product. Good stuff. So Facebook Live, we're getting lots of comments and love. And then Haley B. has given us a little truth bomb. You can be bitter or better.
Hmm.
Choose better. It starts with mindfulness.
But Haley B always has some great little gems. Just love her. Love what she's about. Sounds like someone said a newsletter also came out this morning, and the link to, or the app to get the app is in there too. So it sounds like there's a lot of places that you can access this new cool technology.
Awesome.
Yay.
All righty. You got any truth bombs for us, or should we jump into some coaching?
Well, I'd love to jump into some coaching. I mean, there's always truth bombs we can chat about, but I just feel like I'd love if you guys want to come on live. I mean, no time like the present, you know, like there's no time like us just working through whatever might be up for you. If you want to come on, you know, audio wise, or you want to join us on video, great. Awesome. Of course, if you want to just pop a question in the chat box or on Facebook Live in the comments, we're happy for that too. But what's up for y'all at this point, and how can we help support you and help strategize with you? Are there things that are up with your team members or with your focus or with your mindset? Whatever we can support you with today, we'd be happy to do that.
So just raise your hand in Zoom and we'll bring you on live. That mic is so big, I think I can smell what kind of tea you're drinking.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Look, everyone. This is it's called a Yeti mic. And look, I like it. It's got gold. It's gold and white. So it kind of blends in with the office because the office is pink and gold.
I love it.
Yeah. Have a podcast. I don't know if y'all know about that, but I do. And we sure love that thing. But hey, this is me. I mean, I even have headphones that go on when I podcast, just so you know. So, I mean, Damn. We really go legit.
That's the full package.
Yeah.
So tell them the name of the, how do they find the podcast?
It's just under my name, Tiffany Peterson, on Spotify, Stitcher, or Apple, based on if you're an iPhone or Samsung user. If you're Samsung, you can find it in your app store under Spotify or Stitcher or Apple. It's a little purple podcast and you can download it. But yeah, it's fun. We've been doing it since October and have some great conversations and dialogue there.
I love it.
Yeah.
Robin's asking if the headphones are as big as the mic.
Well, let's see. Where are they? Do you want to see them? I feel
until
like we're like going down it. Huh?
Until questions come in, let's just.
I mean, you know, just one sec. Yeah. I mean, when we're podcasting for reals, look at these babies.
No messing.
See what I'm saying? Now we're like legit. Hey, Dang. Everyone, welcome. What tunes can we play for you today?
MC Tiff.
Yes.
Mixing it up for you today.
The whole gig.
We do have a question from Facebook Live.
Okay, good.
Francesca is asking how to motivate your team.
Mm. Andy, you want to lead us out on that little gem?
Yeah, I'd love to.
For y'all?
So, you know, motivation is a funny thing. It's probably all semantics, but a lot of people, you know, they focus on motivation, but in my mind, motivation is kind of this short-term little buzz that we get. It's like, it's a little spike, kind of like a sugar rush. What I'm looking for is long-term drive, like life-size mission. So the stuff that drives me is not a little carrot. It's more like I have futuristic in my top five, and so vision is what drives me. So motivation might get you to do a short-term thing, but what I'm looking for is always what's gonna move me and my team in the long term. So so to me, it always comes back to why. Like, what's my why and what's their why? And I can't always assume that it's one and the same. So the best thing that I can do for my team is I can get clear on what speaks to their soul. Like what is their biggest pain point, or what is their biggest dream? Like what would make the biggest difference if they, you know, if they created a new reality? And so the more I can tune into that, the better I can serve them and help them create that. So for me, it's about just taking the time. Like this is not a quick text that we shoot off. Hey, what's your why? This is like a lifelong conversation that we're having about our deepest desires and how, what it looks like for those desires to be reality. So I guess that's where just investing time, connection, you know, what Tiffany always talks about is just having a deep heart connection with our leaders and our team is going to be the best way to motivate them by helping them realize their dreams. If we're helping those dreams come true, then motivation is a byproduct. It's not like motivation is the thing. It's just what happens naturally as we're moving towards our why. So, and then I'd also say that it's all about energy. If we're going deep on our why, then our team tends to match that energy. So if we're kind of lost and we're losing steam and we're not recharging, guess what? The team picks up on that. We're all really good at reading energy. And so the better you can just fuel your soul, the better your team will pick up that baton and run with you. So Tiff, what are your thoughts? Motivation.
Well, I think I love everything, of course, that you were sharing. And it's really about, as you know, and you were sharing, is the connection and navigating. I do think it's wise to create or ways that you can foster community, right? Is people crave connection. They crave connection. I just posted about that last night on Instagram and this morning on Facebook, a post about people don't want perfect. They want connection, which is a little different message because sometimes we get so wrapped up in it being perfect. But really the heartbeat, what you're wanting, what your teams are wanting, what people are craving is connection and community. And so one of the ways we help motivate people is that what the tribe is doing rubs off on you, right? Like how many of you are conscious of your kids hang out with, right? You're all conscious of it at some level because who we hang out with, we become like. And so to Andy's point, choosing to be the kind of leader that yourself is like, are you inspired? Are you living and walking and living in this as like you're a breathing, you know, walking, breathing testimonial of the positivity, of the possibility, of the vision, of the energy that is this experience? Now, none of us, again, are perfect at that, but are we regularly fostering that? You know what I'm saying? Like in ourselves, are we showing up in a way that we would follow us, right? Like I always love to ask myself that check-in question, like, would I follow me and my leadership? And not out of a level, again, of perfection, because we can always improve, but really to come from this from a mindset where we're thinking about, you know, am I doing the things that motivate me? And am I energetically, right? Keep in mind, we live in an energetic or a vibrational universe. Everything is energy. And so like when some people or they're intuitive or empathic. Well, everyone is to a degree, right? For sure. And so you choosing energetically to say, I'm going to nourish me, that I'm going to be in a place that's like, I'm feeling good. I'm feeling positive is one aspect. A second aspect is I think to be intentional creators of fostering community, whether like what we're doing today and what we've been doing for years is a form of creating community where anyone years and years ago, I mean, Andy, we've been doing this, what, 7, almost 8 years?
Yep.
Guys, that's a long time. Like we got a long running show. I hope is there some way we can have an award for that? If not, can we create our own?
Let's do it.
But sincerely, the point of this, how where this started years and years ago, is Natalie, when we were in her private sessions, and the combination with working with Andy and Natalie, and we were just talking about like their sincere desire to help everyone. But as their team was growing significantly, the ability to get on the phone one-on-one with every person in their organization, when now they had hundreds of thousands of people, it was challenging. And so it's like, well, let's create a space that if people want to, they can choose to get support every single week. And it started with a call, and then Andy upgraded us to a Zoom, which, hey, now that's a cool thing. So way to be a, you know, way to be a pioneer on that, Andy. At first, Andy's like, hey, I think we should move this to video. And I was like, yeah, but I'm normally coaching with like my hair at 8:30. I'm normally in not ready, but I love them. So I said, yes. So point being is this is one way. So thinking about a group call or doing a weekly or a monthly Zoom with your team. Do you have a Facebook group? Are you reading a book of the month? Are you weekly adding, say, in that Facebook group, here's a great podcast, listen to this. Or, hey, here's the book that we're reading, or here's a quote, is that we're fostering community and ways that people can be fed in that community. Because when people are fed, man, what a difference it makes. Can I tell you a story from my past life?
Please.
I worked for the Rich Dad Poor Dad brand for years, and before I launched my own business as one of the coaching companies I worked for, Robert Kiyosaki, Rich Dad Poor Dad. You've probably at least heard of the book or the concept of the cash flow 101 game, and was really part of that when that was just massively, you know, lots and lots of books on the New York Times bestsellers list. And I loved that experience. But I remember we'd have these leads come in, right? Like people would, you know, inquire or respond to marketing and whatnot. And I remember talking to a guy, and this is, again, many, many years ago, before doTERRA, I think, yeah, it was before doTERRA was born. And I was talking to this guy, and he was in or is in a company called Amway, which Amway is a network marketing company that's been around for decades, right? And he'd been in Amway, and they used to have like tapes or CDs mailed to your inbox, to your literal physical mailbox, and you know, yearly, twice a year conventions and things like that. And I remember asking him as we were just kind of doing an intake form. And I remember asking him, and this is where I really learned about the power of fostering great community. But I asked him and I said, okay, well, let's just, you know, and it was normal. We would like get acquainted with someone's investments and their, you know, what they were up to, where they were at financially, what was going on for them. And so he's telling me all excitedly about Amway. He's been in it for 7 years. 7 years, which is basically as long as we've been doing this call, which doesn't feel that long actually, which is a good thing because we love it. But the reality is that I asked him, I said, okay, so in 7 years, or I just said, okay, great. What's your annual income? You know, and that was a normal, we were doing intake processes about their finances. And he said, well, it's currently zero. And I was like, wait, what? Like, oh, okay. I said, for just right now or how about in the past 7 years? And he's like, yeah, I haven't made any income from it in 7 years. And I'm not telling you that because I think that knowledge, but I remember I asked him, I said, oh, okay. I said, well, do you think that this is maybe time to let this go and maybe look for a different investment vehicle for you? You know, again, this is the whole language of this world and this account. And he was so like offended and just so tightly clung to. He was like, what? No, I'm going to be an Amway for life. Like that's that. And I just was like, what? But then it taught me. And we, you know, had a polite conversation and whatnot. And I don't remember if he enrolled or not in a coaching program. But the point being is it taught me is regardless of making money. Now we want to make money. Hopefully we're all on board with that, right? Like we all want to make money and we want our teams making money. But what it taught me with degree that what was happening for this gentleman is his emotional needs were being so met through this community. He belonged. It was his tribe. Like he was wearing the jersey. You know what I'm saying? Like Amway on the back of that jersey. And so part of the way that we foster rich, deep loyalty and community, and therefore to your question, motivation, is are we creating a space where people get fed? Do they feel seen and valued and heard? are they given tools and content and resources? And it sounds like Andy's up to creating something that, you know, or part of that, that there's even more new or something that's coming. But just being aware of that for yourself. And so, you know, Zoom meetings, online gatherings, you know, Facebook group, content that you're sharing, those are things that I know help foster and nourish for you and your team things that we would call then motivation, where they're just more like, I love being part of this. And then that energy transfers into how they're showing up in other relationships and parts of their life. So those are some thoughts. I love it.
Yeah. Good stuff. Thank you for that share.
Yes.
All right. We've had tons of questions roll in.
Hey, let's hear them.
So somebody's asking, how do you use your promotional oils that you've gotten over time? I want to hang on to because I can't always get them, but they're yummy and we want to use them. Do you use them up or hang on to part of the bottle forever? Such a great question. So doTERRA does these amazing blends, like, you know, the one blend for the year at convention, that the theme was one. I think the beautiful blend started out as one of those, and then it became a long-term blend that they kept. It just depends on your worldview. Natalie and I try to adopt a really abundant mindset. And so I see Natalie giving those things away all the time. In fact, whenever we get anything from doTERRA, it kind of goes into this stash of cool gifts, you know, that are like unique. And she's always thinking, like, who would this motivate? You know, like if we get a jacket, you know, that says doTERRA or says Presidential Diamond, you know, Natalie's like, probably 1 in 10 she keeps, and the rest she just gives away. So abundance has been a mindset that served us really well. And I truly believe that it comes back to us tenfold. So that's what we do with our promotional oils. And of course we enjoy them too. Like I'm not trying to say we just give everything away, but we might use it for the week of the event and then spread the love. Any other, we got lots of other questions. So I'm gonna,
hey.
Oops. So, we had some questions come through on Facebook Live. Oh, Daniela said, I'm looking for suggestions, top tips on placing. I'm training my team on this week, and I want to give them simple tips and not overwhelm them. I want to focus on Power of Three and Premier new people building. So any tips? So for placement tips, I would just turn to the launch guide. So I would go to Empowered Success, and towards the end of the launch guide is a nice visual graphic and a really condensed summary of placements. So I guess I could share my screen. So I'm just on the Empowered Success website. I went to the launch guide page. Then from here, we click on placement strategy, and you can download the whole launch guide or just this page. And then this really gives the best nutshell summary of placements that I know of, because it covers all the bases. As you can see, it does build out a perfect Power of Three, and it also builds for rank. So let's say someone's first goal is Premier, like you were talking about. This would set them up for Premier and then Silver. So it just gives the vision, you know, it prevents people from spreading 20 enrollments across their front line. It also teaches the idea that you don't just put customers on your front line. You focus first on business partners and then builders and sharers and then customers in terms of what level they go on. So if you're going for short and sweet, I would use this page from the launch guide. Okay. Tiffany, here's one.
Yes.
Susan is looking for suggestions on an app to help with habit tracking or forming. You and I talk all the time about atomic habits.
Yeah.
Do you know of any apps that support tracking?
I think that's a great question. If we want to put that in the chat box or in Facebook, if you guys have something like that, there's not a habit tracker. I mean, there's times I use the notes feature where I'm like trying to do my own, or when I've been in being much more intentional about certain fitness and health goals, I've used an app that tracks food calories type thing. I'm definitely not using that right now, to be clear. Where it's like, yeah, that's not needed right now. But it was, you know, helpful. I forget the name of that, but it was a health app. But yeah, see, I'm loving some people are putting some great things in the chat box. Ellen is saying, try Fabulous or try the self journal. Dustin Wood is dropping us a great app called Strides. So Fabulous is an app and self journal is a paper journal. I do track for myself, like in my own weekly planner, similar, it's a paper, obvious, is I track my daily movement. And I know that sounds, you know, or any goal, like you could say, you could write them out. I've actually talking about when you say you're working on something, one of the things I'm working on, I just love your honest feedback. One thing I've been thinking about is creating like my own journal, like a daily planner productivity that would look at some of these key habits we talk about a lot. And I don't know if there's a need or an interest for that. But similar, what she just said is I create it myself in my planner, but is to create something like that that's printed where you're tracking, you know, where you have, like, you are tracking habits and you are, like, it would say three things you're grateful for and your top two priorities today. And it would walk you through clarity of thought about kind of a daily focus. And then you could track some of these things. So I don't know if that's something that would speak to y'all, but where this community knows me really well and we spent a lot of time together, I just would love to know if that's something that you think is worthwhile looking into. But yeah, in the meantime, I don't have a technological app where I track habits, but I like to create my own and track it on paper planner.
I'm seeing lots of love, lots of yeses.
That, yeah, there's some love there. Maybe we could look at creating something like that. But I love that question. And again, I love us as a community saying, hey, what app are you using? You know, what's supporting you? I do love that book, Power of Habits. That is also a great book. Power of Habits, awesome. But I loved even, I would say even more, which, you know, that's, they're both so valuable in the conversation of habits. But I loved Atomic Habits. So if you're looking for something to read right now or download on Audible, I listen to mine on the Audible app, you know, for your book app. And I love his material. You can also go to his website, search him. His name's James Clear, or just search Atomic Habits. He's got some great free resources on his website too. So you'll find something there.
I love it.
Yeah.
I've got a question from Facebook Live. Amy says she woke up this morning with a bad dream, and the feelings of hurt are lingering as if the dream were real. Any tips on finishing the process of emotions of the subconscious after waking?
You know what, Andy? Just the other night, I was in your emotions book.
Uh-huh.
Will you tell people where to get that? I mean, literally two nights ago, I was looking up and just honoring the oils I was naturally drawn to, and they really, really help with that. One thing I would invite on this question for sure, Amy, okay, this is Amy's question, is I just would like do some intentional breathing, and I like to put a hand on my heart and solar plexus and just kind of anchor yourself, and I go inward and just ask the question, what do you need, sweetheart? And ask yourself what you need. and tune into that. I know some of you have seen that on a podcast I did months ago. We model that question as one of my favorite go-to self-care questions, is asking, what do you need, sweetheart? And practicing that right now. Like all of us at times, we're emotionally stimulated right now, right? And overstimulated at times. And our emotions can feel so like, whoa. And so just tuning in and being like, what do you need, sweetheart? And if you're like, hey, I need cozy socks and a hot tea, or I need to go for a run, or prayer or meditation is that, you know, that dream and coming through it. But I love to use the oils to help with that, matched with just tuning in and kind of catching your breath and reassuring your self-talk, like, you're safe, I have you, it's okay, right? But just asking, what do you need, sweetheart? And see what comes up for you. That's a question for all of you to be utilizing at any time, but especially right now, whether you have a bad dream or you're feeling totally overwhelmed. You know, I know here in Utah yesterday, we got the announcement that our schools are out for the rest of the year. And you guys, I cried a little. And cried, even though I don't have kiddos in school, the reality is just so many of my close friends and, you know, their kiddos and some people, we all feel differently about it. But just the, you know, for some of our seniors and kids like leaving on, you know what I'm saying? Like, it was just like the emotions came up and I had to do similar. I was just like emotional. And I just was like, how do I ground to this? And I was like, what do you need? And it was sunny at the time and I hadn't gotten out and gotten moving every day, which again is when we talk about habits, like this is right in front of me that I see every day. It says, I move my body every day. So we talk about forming new habits, have them declared, have them in front of you, right? That kind of thing. Anyway, point being is I went for a walk and a run and did a little mini workout over at the park, which I live nearby. But that's what I needed. So it's dropping into that. Andy, what do you want to add to? Because I really think the emotions book, that two nights ago, I really was enjoying that.
I love that. Thank you so much for the just such practical, powerful questions and tips to get grounded and get present to like what is my subconscious telling me. So I looked up nightmares in the emotion section. And it gave specific oils for nightmares, juniper berry, black spruce, and clary sage. Hmm. And then it pointed me to the body section under sleep. And it has in this, I love the body section because it has what that body system is about. And like what it's trying to teach you, but then it has some really useful processing questions, really similar to what you're just asking. So the question that it has is, what will it take for me to be at peace with myself? What is my unconscious telling me about pressures of obligations and conditions? And do I trust the process of life? So I wish Amy were here on Zoom with us. Raise your hand if you are.
Yeah, maybe that'd be great if Amy wants to join us, because maybe there's something to your point I love. Did you add those questions in the chat box that talk about what will it take for me to be at peace? And
Yeah.
Thank you. Will you show everyone a copy of the book? Just say they can see a visual connection.
So this is the book. And then it's got the, you know, this is the section that's been around for 7 years, which is the oils. But Natalie and I added the body section and the emotion section, which is really, I think it's kind of like having an emotions coach in your pocket. Like,
yeah,
take it with you. Mm-hmm. And it's been really powerful.
Can they order that right now, the physical book, or I know, or even get the app, right?
Yeah. So the you go to the website, essentialemotions.com, to get the app or the book.
Okay.
And it's on Android and iOS.
I think that's a must have in our toolbox, especially right now, but you know, just for yourself, your kiddos, to help with grounding those emotions and to get yourself, you know, connected to that.
So Danielle is asking, who wrote the book? So Daniel McDonald was the one who 7 years ago, he started getting these downloads about the emotional connection of each of the oils. And they kind of started as just a a few essays, really. But then he was showing them to like Laura Jacobs, and she was like, no, you need to, this needs to be a book. And so he kept going and he rounded out all the oils that doTERRA carried. And it was first called Emotions and Essential Oils. And so it was published under that title for 7 years. And then they approached us about a year and a half ago. And we loved the book so much that we purchased it from the authors. There were four authors by that time who all worked together to keep the business going. So yeah, Natalie and I, it's kind of like Spatula City. I don't know if you've seen that from UHF. You haven't seen the movie UHF?
No.
Okay. You got to see the movie UHF.
UHF?
UHF, yeah. It's Weird Al Yankovic.
And okay. So
he's got a spoof ad during the movie.
Oh, boy. And I just love what gets woven into these calls. I'm like, what? What are we talking about?
So the CEO, there's a really bad ad, you know, it's a spoof. And so he's reading, you can like watch his eyes follow the teleprompter. He's like, I love the spatula so much, I bought the company, you know? So that's my line. We love the book so much, we bought the company.
Okay.
So, there you go.
Yeah.
Little blast from the past.
And it may even come with an ice cream machine maker. I love, so Hannah Reisner has a great question in our Q&A box. Hi, Hannah. Awesome. So fun to see you on here. So let's talk about that question. Her question says, similar to the how to motivate people question, some of my leaders have gone into quote hiding or analysis paralysis from what's happening right now. What can we do to inspire and support? What are some tips on sharing these days?
Man, great question.
Yes.
So I'll lead out unless you got.
No, run with it.
So I think that this is maybe the best time ever to be vulnerable, first of all. I think that's how we show courageous leadership, is by being vulnerable. So if we're feeling a little funky, then it's okay to say that. If we're struggling to adapt with the new rules, and you know, maybe going online is really a stretch for you, then it's okay to mention that once in a while. Like, don't go into hiding or trying to be perfect yourself. So I think that's step number one, is connect through vulnerability. And second, I would just be flexible, like give yourself grace and give yourself some space to figure things out. I think the best way to help your team adapt to the times is for you to adapt to the times. The best way for for your team to be inspired is for you to be inspired. So the self-care, I think the meditation, the going for walks, the moving your body, I don't think it's ever been more crucial than it is right now. It's so easy, especially with kids at home and all the demands. It's so easy to stay cooped up in our houses right now, 24/7. And I just don't think that's the healthiest thing for mental, for spiritual. So I think being vulnerable and then making sure that you are inspired and moving forward, and is the best way to keep your team doing the same thing. Tiff, what would you share on that one?
Yeah, I love that. It's just acknowledging the vulnerability. Everyone's in a different place and how they're handling it. But I would say I would regularly be modeling right now. You know, we talked a lot about, and I still invite y'all to be sharing about oils and the products that help boost immunity. But I think it's just as important that we're modeling oils and products that help with calm, right? Like maybe I'd reach out to those leaders and say, hey, did you hear about the Adaptive app? And here's that can help with. And I don't know about you, but man, having additional support to get peaceful, to get grounded really helps. Or gosh, back to balance or lavender oils or serenity or copaiba. You know, these are some things that are really helping me navigate. And gosh, I'm so grateful we have these tools and, you know, to share that with other people and be part of that conversation. It's just, you know, sharing the products, checking in with them, sharing them in your group, sharing them one-on-one, and just like, how are you doing and how are you processing? And I also love the question always of how can I best support you? Right. And asking that question is tuning into them and saying, you know, how are you and what's working and how can I best support you right now? And just realizing, and I think, you know, we really talked about this last week. Because I ended up getting pretty like passionate and on the soapbox, is that you're not just selling stuff, y'all. You're really on truly a mission. And that mission is more important than it's ever been for sleep support, for grounding, for health and wellness, for digestive and gut support, you know, I mean, all the things, and of course, immunity. But you guys have tools that truly help people. And so I think reminding people of the passion, the purpose, you know, sharing that publicly yourself, as well as in your groups and in one-on-one, is connecting with each of them where they're at. I mean, to acknowledge though, like even myself, I think about the month of March and I've still had some moments or a few rough spots into April, but the month of March, I was fairly, a lot of that month, I was kind of shell-shocked. You know, like myself, even though I have so many tools, and granted, I really had to dig deep and use some of my tools, and that was a great blessing. But I had moments where I just felt like literally all of a sudden it was 4 o'clock in the day, and I was like, wait, what's happening? Where am I? You know? And I share that to be real and transparent, that even someone who, you know, all of us in this community at some level, it's like, gosh, we're always committed to at least or working on our mindsets and being positive and so forth. But we're still human and we still have a part of our brain focused on survival, you know, that core reptilian like survival. And we're just so in a disruption way outside what was familiar that it's okay to feel that way, but we just don't want to build a house there. Right? Like, okay, we can visit the zip code of discouragement. You're going to visit the zip code of angst or anxiety or sadness. That's okay. But we're just not going to build a house there. So as leaders, it really matters. We check in with people. We ask questions. We support them. And then we remind them of the tools they have. Like, oh, well, have you been utilizing this or tried that? Or what are you diffusing lately? And sometimes people go, oh yeah, I forgot to even use my diffuser. You know, you'd be surprised. Let alone from there, the leaders getting them to share is like, you guys, I feel so passionate about this. Like we have tools that literally can help people. And may we be about that business. And just renewing that message over and over again to the reminder to use that. I remember, can I tell, it's not the funniest joke, but I remember hearing this once. There was this pastor who got up and gave this amazing sermon one Sunday. Because sometimes we feel like what we're sharing is repetitive, right? And there's a need for that. But this pastor gets up on a Sunday and gives this great sermon. And the whole congregation is like, wow, this is amazing. We love this. Thank you. Next Sunday, they come back. Pastor gets up, gives the exact same sermon. And the congregation is like, yeah, that's great. And they're kind of like, but that's the same message, you know? And then the final week, you know, they come again the following week and he gets up and gives the exact same message. And then some of the congregation's like, do you think he knows? So they approach him and say, you know, pastor, you've been giving the same message over and over again. I'm not sure if you're aware of that. You've already given this message. And he says, well, when we all start living it, we'll switch to a new message, you know, and little tongue in cheek. But the reality is that I don't think we can ever, it's just like yesterday I was on someone's broadcast and gave a message about the book, The Concept of As a Man Thinketh and the Power of Our Thoughts. And you could say, well, people have already heard that, Tiff. People already know about the power of our thoughts or the power of gratitude or nourishing your mindset or your self-care, or you should ask great questions in your sales presentation. But you know what, loves? It is something, it's on repeat because we all need the reminders and we all need the awareness of, are we living it and are we seeing it? So Hannah, I would just say simply from that perspective is I reach out, love it, ask the questions, connect. The vulnerability, but then also reminding them of the tools for themselves, as well as reminding them that we're on a mission. and that we have tools that literally can help people in their homes, in their emotions, like we've been covering so much today, as the power of diffusing oils or getting those oils on those kiddos and on yourself and supporting from all perspectives, is sometimes we forget, like when you've done something for a long time, we think, oh, everyone already knows about the power of lavender, right? Because now we're always talking about the newest, latest blends, but like, do you remember how powerful, or the power of a bottle of peppermint the other day, of just like, I utilized that like the midday wake, and just grateful for a bottle of peppermint. And then, yes, I know we have so many more products, but you know, just those intro oils and lemon, and what lemon does for my kitchen and cleaning and soaking my produce box that showed up the other day, and soaking the produce with some lemon and on guard, like just all the gratitude. So I think we can never be too aware about coming back to those basics, because they're foundational.
I love it. Amen and hallelujah. So good. I was looking to see if we have, oh, I think we covered that. Somebody did offer a suggestion as far as tracking habits. So you can make your own tracker in Google Sheets, and then you add your customers to it. This is what somebody uses for their essential oil studies. So that's a great idea. I love it. Any final thoughts for us today, Tiff?
I have this quote of the day calendar by Wayne Dyer from his book, The Power of Intention.
Awesome.
It's just on my little desk here. And I just love this little reminder for our relationships. It says this: hold no grudges and practice forgiveness. This is the key to having peace in all your relationships. And even though it sounds short and sweet, and all of us are in different situations, some of you might be saying, oh my gosh, I love spending all this time with my family, and I'm also agitated, or someone on my team, or the way they're showing up, or I'm bothered or bugged. You're not wrong for that, right? And great oils that can help with that. Get your emotions book. But I love just the reminder of coming back to that simple practice. If there's anyone you're holding a grudge with right now, just taking a deep breath, just like literally as you breathe out, like, I'm willing to let that go. Let go of the grudge. If it's towards your child, your spouse, team, anyone, anywhere, right? And just practice. I love that it says practice forgiveness, right? And just choosing into it. But coming back to that is, you know, we're all just working this out. We're all a work in progress, right? Myself included. We're all working it out. And so I just love that simple reminder. How about you, Andy? What do you want to wrap us up with today?
Well, since we're doing show and tell today.
Yes. Oh, let's see it. Are you going to pull us a card?
Yeah. So Gabby Bernstein, obviously a rock star. The Super Attractor is such a good deck of cards. So this one is about gratitude. It says, the more I attune my energy with appreciation, the more the universe will deliver.
Say it one more time for the people in the back.
The more I attune my energy with appreciation, the more the universe will deliver. Mm. So.
We love gratitude. Our appreciation and gratitude. Is that the card you picked out of the deck for us today?
It is. Yeah.
Just at random?
Totally.
Well, there we've been well fed, friends.
I know it. Gratitude is the vibration. So.
Yes.
Pick your vibe and go get your tribe.
We sure love you all. Do you know that? Do you know how loved you are by us? We hope you know that. And if not, we're putting that love that's out there for you. And we're thankful that you're with us. You're welcome. We hope you're back with us next. If anyone on your team, any organization, Crossline, you name it, we're here absolutely to support you. Gail is asking us to say Andy's card or the Wayne Dyer quote. How about we do? The Wayne Dyer quote says this: hold no grudges and practice forgiveness. This is the key to having peace in all your relationships.
I love it.
And Andy, do you want to read your card one more time?
Yep. The more I attune my energy with appreciation, the more the universe will deliver.
Yeah. Good stuff. We love you.
Thanks for coming today, guys.
Yes. Have a great week.